Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast this morning. I am your host, Prophetess Jacqueline Price. As always, you know I'm delighted. I'm elated to have you tuning into the broadcast this morning. So help me get the word out today. Tell somebody to speak. The word is on the air. Father has an awesome word for him, for them, and I love you guys, and I'm just excited. I'm so excited. Hello, everybody. Come on. I'm excited because we're still going to have the conference May the 30th. Yes, indeed. I know everybody's been asking me about it. Is the conference still on? Is the conference still on? Well, the conference is still on. Amen. And it's going to be May the 30th at a place of worship church. Hallelujah. I'm very excited. At a place of worship church, and the address is 1704 North Hampton Road, in DeSoto, Texas. Hallelujah. So you don't want to miss this. I've got people calling me and I'm telling them, yes, it's still on. You don't want to miss this event. It's going to bless you. It's going to really be awesome. And it's free. So you just come. Hallelujah. You just come and Father's going to do his greatest work. Hallelujah. We have Minister Angela Johnson who's going to be joining me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she's going to be joining me, and we're just going to have a glorious time in Jesus. And I'm looking forward to our praise dancer, Miss Jordan Holmes. She's going to be praise dancing. And this young lady from Refreshing Point Church in Shreveport, she's amazing. And you don't want to miss all the goodness that's going to take place. So go to the website. Go to jlpministry.org. That's jlpministry.org, and you can click on the page and register for the conference. Like I said, it's just free. So we're going to have an awesome time in Jesus. So come on, let's spread the word, and we're covered, amen. We're immersed in the blood of Jesus. So we're going to be doing some awesome things and letting God do some awesome things, amen, which is, I don't know all what all he's going to do. So I'm not telling you what all he's going to do. We're just going to show up and let him do it, amen? We're going to show up and let Father just do his greatest work in us. So I am so excited about that. So remember, tell somebody you got to come to the conference May the 30th. The time for the conference is 9 a.m. 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Do you hear Prophetess Price? 9 a.m. I will be starting at 9 a.m., hallelujah, because I value your time, hallelujah, and I value the time that God has given us to just have this awesome experience. Now, I want to get into the Word of God today, and what we're going to be talking about, I want to share with you, is we're going to look at the old man. The old man is dead. I need you to say the old man is dead, hallelujah. So, dead, desire to go back to the way you were. When the old man is dead, you shouldn't have any desire to go back to the way you were. Hallelujah. When that old man is dead, you have to realize that, hey, I'm not going back to that old man. And you've got to see the old man dead. You've got to see that old man in your life. He is dead. She is dead. You've got to see the new you. See, the enemy doesn't want you to see that the old man is dead. He wants to keep you dealing with the old man so you can't see the new you, hallelujah, which is hidden in Christ Jesus. So I have a lot of scriptures. I hope I get a chance to get to them all. But let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. I'm at 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 17th verse. So the old man has got to die. Hallelujah. In order for you to see a new you, you got to let the old man be dead. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go and see what it says in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah, the 17th verse. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So old things are passed away. Old habits are passed away. The old you is dead. You're a new creation. So since you are that new creation, you've got to see the new you. And you can't see the new you when you're always propping up and hyping up the old you and the old man, amen? You can't see the new you. You've got to see the old things are passed away, the old speaking, the old doing, come on, is dead. The old thinking is dead. Why? Because I'm a new creation in Christ. I just read it. We're new. So if you got on something new, what you want to do? You want to flaunt the newness. You have on a new outfit. You're ready to go out and show everybody how new you look. If you just got your hair done, ladies, you're ready to go and show my hairstyle. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's new. It's something you feel, okay, I'm refreshed. This is new. So every day you should be living a new you. Come on up in here now. Every day you should be walking and speaking and talking. Why? Because you're no longer that old person used to be. You're no longer that old person that had those same old thoughts. Amen? You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. I made a note here. Even when you're encountering a rough situation or a rough patch or a hard situation, you still cannot allow yourself to go and return back to that old man. Hallelujah. You cannot allow the old man to return back into the seat that you gave to Jesus. See, we want to put Jesus aside when we're ready to go back into that old you. When you go back into that old, okay, wait a minute, let me lay down. I used to hear people say, let me lay, back in the day, you say, let me lay down my religion, and then let me pick me back up so I can do what I need to do with you. They used to say that back in the day. Let me lay down, I'm going to lay down my old me. I lay down my religion, and then I'm going to pick back up. I'm going to have this fight with you, and then we're going to do what we're going to do, and then I'm going to pick back my salvation. I'm going to back up my religion. No, 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 no. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. You don't lay him down when you want to and pick him up when you want to. This is not bread. This is not your household tool that you use. Oh, I'll use it. I'm gonna lay this down, but then I'll get back to it. Don't you do Father like that. Don't do Jesus like that. You are a new creation in him. Now let me show you something. Let's go to Colossians 3:3. And Colossians 3:3. Because you knew. So if I am new, why do I have the old habits of the old man? If I'm declaring I'm a new me, I'm a new person, Christ Jesus, I'm created in him, I'm new, but you have the old image. You're mirroring that old image, not the new creation that he made you to be. Amen. Come on up in here now. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. So Colossians 3:3 says, for you are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. So you're dead. So if the old you is dead and is hid in Christ, it says, let me read that again. For you are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. I'm going to read it from the Amplified, because we got to get this. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died. And your new real life is hid with Christ in God. So I should still want to be out in the world, hanging out and being what the world is. I'm a new creation. My life is hid in Christ. So the old man, and it's deep, Paul said, you need to put off the old man. Come on and put on the new man and his deeds. As you put off the old man and his deeds, put on the new man and what? And walk in righteousness. But we love to just flaunt that old us. I've been guilty. See, I'm real. I'm real. I saw the old me trying to act up the other day. And I had to repent this morning. I said, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. So what to do? It wasn't nothing blatant. But thank God I'm willing to check me, Jesus. Somebody say, check me, Jesus. Check me. I'm willing the new me. I'm willing to be checked by him because I want to be what he's ordained me to. Check me, Jesus. See, sometimes we don't want to be checked by Jesus. So I am thanking him for checking me. Come on up in here, because I've got to die to me. I can't, if somebody, just because somebody may have said something or done something, so check me, Jesus, because I can't walk the way you be that way, because I am new. I am a new creation, and I got to tell the old me, you dead. You don't come back to life when you feel like you want to come back to life. You don't come back to life when I'm in a situation that I feel like, oh, you got to come back to life to speak on my behalf. No, we are here in Christ Jesus, and he is the one that will speak for you. He is the one that will rise up and say those things, those words of the season with grace, my darling. So thank you for checking me, Jesus. And then when he checks you, repent. They're like, well, you know, they brought that, they brought the old, you know, we say, they brought that old me out. They just brought the old, whatever you name yourself. Hallelujah. I said, even when you encounter a rough patch or a hard situation, you cannot allow the old man to return back into the seat that you gave to Jesus. Don't let the old you sit in the seat that you said, Jesus, here's your seat. Amen. We're dead to sin. Let's go to Romans, the sixth chapter. We are dead to sin, Romans 6 and 2. Hallelujah. So when you're dead, you're just dead. Amen? So when we look at the word, and I'm going to Romans 6 and 2, it says, let me actually read the first verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So if you dare to sin, what you're excited about living in sin for? How, if we are dead to sin, shall we continue in sin? So we don't take occasions to sin. We don't take occasions for that old man to rise up, because that old man is subject to say things that the new man in you, which is hid in Christ Jesus, wouldn't say. Amen? Oh, come on up in here now. So some of us got to cut that talk. Cut that talk. And I made a note. You got to see the old way. You got to see the old way of thinking is gone. You got to let that go. You got to get rid of that old way of thinking. The old way of speaking. The old way of doing is dead. Come on. It's dead. It's dead. And Paul is saying, now that we are in Christ Jesus, how can we live any longer in that state of mind, living in an old nature, the old way of thinking? Let me go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians 2 and chapter 20. Galatians 2 and chapter 20. I am dead. And when Jesus checks you, don't point to the next fellow and say, you know, I want to, Jesus, you know me. He know you. Yes, he does. So Jesus knows, I want to cut up if it wasn't for such and such. It doesn't matter who such and such, he is, she is, or they are, it is. Doesn't matter. What matters is you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, so you can't blame situations, the person, the anybody, on your actions. Come on up in here. I told you, he will check you. If you let him, he will check you. Thank you for checking me, Jesus. Because you can't blame them. Well, they brought that out of me. No, that was already in you, because the Bible tells us from the mouth the heart will speak. From the heart the mouth will speak. Come on. So you can't blame that on the fellow. You know how people do you. Prophets, now you know how people do you. Yes, that's why I got checked on the other day, because I know how people do you. And I have to repent. See, you got to own it. I got to own it. Hallelujah. Oh, don't take me there, y'all. I don't, hallelujah. I was so all up in the me. Let me call my people. Let me call my sisters. Let me tell them about such and such and such and such. I'm trying to help you now. I'm just real all day long. I'm trying to help you. Let me call them and tell them about such and this and this and this and this and this and this. And all of that talking and all that running my mouth, Father said, now let me check you on that one. Come on. You know you're dead to that. You know you're dead to that. You know how to handle things much better than that. Thank you for checking me, Jesus. Amen. So let me show you something. We're going to go, I said we're in Galatians, right? Galatians 2 and 20. I want to show you the word of God because we got to, the old man is dead. The old man is dead. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Get this. Jesus Christ hung on the cross. When he bore our sins on the cross, we were hanging with him. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So now, check this out. Verse number 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So, first of all, we got to get this. Now we're not going to frustrate the grace of God by going back to those old ways and old ways and thinking. Amen? I'm crucified with Christ. So, if you're crucified with Christ, Jesus Christ hung on the cross and he's dead. And he rose from the grave, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. Now, we were crucified with him. So our old ways of thinking, our old ways of doing, as we grow, we shouldn't be doing those same things. As you mature in this walk with Christ, you shouldn't be doing those same things and making excuses about why you do or did what you did. You know, I remember I said this a couple of Wednesdays ago. You don't have buttons, so don't talk about somebody pushing your buttons. You don't have buttons. She just pushed my button. He pushed my button. You don't have buttons. Change the way you're thinking. Amen? So we're dead to sin, and so we don't have to live that way any longer. So we got to live to what? Christ. Paul said, it's no more I, it is the Christ that lives on the inside of me. So you have to take the old you out of the equation. You got to take the old you out of the equation and let Christ into you. Take that old you out of the equation. Take that sneaky you. You don't let sneaky come back into you. You're one of those sneaky people. Take that sneaky you out of the equation. You're not that same sneaky person. Take that scheming you out of the equation. You don't scheme anymore to get what you want. Take that out of the equation. Come on up in here. Take these things out of the equation. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. All that all you manipulating, scheming, whatever you used to do to try to get your way, got to go. Some of us could just give a good smile and we had it. We had whatever the person was, who or she was. So all we had to do was smile and we got, I got you. Take that out of the equation. Not the smile, but the way you did the smile to get that person that you got. Come on up in here. Take that out of the equation. Come on, come on, come on. Why? Because you're no longer that same person you used to be. And you got to tell the devil the same thing. I'm not the same person I used to be. You're not going to take me there because I just read it. You died. You're dead. That old you is dead. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is risen. And when he rose, we rose inside of him and we became a new us, a new creation in him. Amen. So take that all you out of the equation and let Christ into you. Hallelujah. You say he resides in you, so let him reside in you. So you can not yield your members to the old you, but yield your members to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me show you in Romans 6 and 6. Let's jump there. Romans, the 6th chapter. Actually, it's Romans 6 and 16. Well, yeah, you guys. Romans 6:16 says this. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey. Come on, whether of sin to death or if obedience unto righteousness. So whoever you yield your members to, what is Paul talking about in here? If you yield your members to Father, if you yield your members to Jesus, if you yield your members to the Holy Spirit, if you yield your members to the Trinity, you're going to yield your members to righteousness. But if you yield your members to the flesh, doing the things of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, having the pride of life, all those things, then you're going to yield yourself to what? To that old sin nature. I'm reading it to you. Know you not that to whom you yield your members servant to obey? So that's why I'm telling you, you got to get rid of that. Because if you yield your members to the old you, and we know the old us is to the old sin nature, and who is linked to the old sin nature, Satan takes an occasion to use that old flesh, that old sin nature, to take advantage. Don't let him do it to you. Don't let him do that to you. You got to be bold enough to, I'm going to wait on the man God got for me. I ain't going to go there. No, yeah, you look good, brother. Yeah, brother, you look good now. You really do, brother, but no, I'm not going to yield myself. Nope, nope, nope. I'm waiting on the one he's got for me. I'm waiting on the one I've been believing for. No, brother, you look good. No, you can't holler at me. You know, back in the day, the guy would say, can I holler at you? No, you can't holler. If you want to holler, I'll say hello from that end. Don't come up here talking about hollering at me. See? Why? Because I'm not going to heal myself. I'm not even going to give myself an occasion. The Bible says, don't even give yourself an occasion. Look, I'm talking about the old man is dead. Now, if you can, you don't go and dig up the old man when the old man is dead. Come on. How you doing, Pastor? Don't go up and dig up the old man when God said you have died. He died when Christ Jesus hung on the cross. Don't go dig him up, y'all. Let's see what else the Word of God is saying. So don't take that old man and let him just run your life and want to rule you. He says, I made a note here, until you see yourself dead, the old you will always want to rise up. See, until you see yourself dead. But the more you're speaking about the old you, the more you're giving the old you, you're pushing Jesus out of the seat you said you gave to him, and you're letting the old you take its place back in that old mindset and the old way of thinking. No, the old you is dead, and until you see yourself dead, the old you will always rise up. Hallelujah. The old you will always want to rise up until you see yourself dead. Have to repeat that again. Let me go to Ephesians 4:22. I hope this is really good. I hope you're really getting this. Ephesians 4:22. It says that you put off concerning the former conversations, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. 23rd verse said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Come on, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in what? Righteousness and true holiness. So when you put off that old man, come on, you got to put him off. Drop him. Somebody say, I drop you, old man. You drop. You drop. This day, from this day forward, you drop. From this day forward, I will not allow you, old man, to try to live in me or activate yourself in me, because I'm reading what the word of the Lord says, that you put off concerning the former conversations, the old man. See, let me tell you something about people. People are something else. Yeah, you might run into somebody that remembers how you used to be, and they're going to want to talk about the old man. But you got to be bold enough to say, oh, child, that died a long time ago. That died a long time ago. They might talk about a particular thing you used to do. Oh, child, that's dead. You girls, man, you know you used to. No, that's not me anymore. Let me show you. I got to back this up in word and scripture to tell you, to show you that I'm not that same person I used to be. And let Ephesians 4, hallelujah, and 23, 21 and 23, all the way down, let it be your conversation. Tell them in verse number 22, child, I put off that old self a long time ago. Can't you see this? Can't you see I'm new? They will know that you are new by your conversation. They will know that you're new by your actions. They will know that you're new because the Bible said we are epistles read of men. So they will see your life and know you're new. Yeah, you're going to have somebody always want to come back up. That's the way the devil works, to remind you of your old you. But good thing you say, well, child, I choose to forget about that stuff because I'm a new creation. Woo, I felt that in my soul. You guys had the whole world working with on this seat. I'm not the same person I used to be. I'm not the same person. I don't speak the same. I don't act the same. I don't see the same. Hallelujah. So somebody tries to get your attention and say, see this? Let me show you. Remember we used to do this? Yeah, I remember what I used to do. That's why I'm not the same person I used to be. I'm dead to that. Come on up in here. So let's get to the word again. Do not get excited and start talking about going back to the old you. See, some people get excited to talk about going back to the old them. Well, child, you remember, girl, you remember you do this. And let me tell you something. I'm not that deep, so don't think I'm not religious. I'm not saying you can have fun and having a conversation and laughing and reminiscing, but you don't let that become an attachment to your life. You don't let that become an attachment that now you want to kind of entertain that possibility again. No. Let that come back into your life and even think about entertaining for you. Jesus is making things work for you. Don't even consider that old way. Come on. He's blessing you. He's giving you greater and greater insight. He's giving you more and more. And the enemy won't want to remind you. You know how you used to get it, girl. You know how you got that. You know how you used to do that. A man, you know how you used to do it. You had your hustle. You had your hustle going on. No, you're not the same person. Amen? So do not get excited to talk about going back to the old you. When something comes up, don't get excited. Oh, people used to call it the bag of tricks. Let me put on the bag of tricks. Let me get that phone number that I used to call. Let me call up so-and-so. No. Jesus is for you. Jesus takes care of you. Jesus has made the way. See, sometimes the enemy wants you to go back to that old thing because that's what he knows of you. And he doesn't want you to move forward into the newness and the greatness he has for you. Amen? Hallelujah. You can't be glad to say, oh, well, you don't want the old me. You don't want me. Then I start saying, you know, people just, they used to call me such and such on the street. I was known as such and such on the street. If you're a man or a woman, whatever. I was known as this on the street. Come on. Hallelujah. I used to call myself, you know, what you used to call yourself. Come on. You don't want that old you to rise up again. No. Because that all you has what? That all you has the old man, has the old personality, has the old way of thinking. Come on up in here. Blog Talk Radio, I love you. Catch the rest of it on Periscope. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. Be blessed, you guys. So let me go to Colossians 3:9. Again, what did I say? You don't want that old man to rise up again because he has the old personality, the old way of thinking. You don't want that old man coming back up again. I'm talking about the old man is dead this morning, and you got to get rid of that old man, the old way of thinking, preaching, teaching, everything else, and speaking, because that old man is not going to take you anywhere but a pathway up to the old things you used to do. Amen? Hallelujah. So let me go to Colossians 3:9. This is so good, and I hope you're enjoying this word. Colossians 3:9. Again, that old man's got to go, you guys. So it says in verse number 9 in Colossians 3:9, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Come on, you people, come on. Lie not one to another. Why? Because you put off the old man. It's an old man cheering him up. Oh, my God. Come on, Jesus. If the old man's dead, why are you rallying for the old man? If the old man is dead and the deeds are dead,